I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 1-0 defeat at Barrow. Mark, it was always going to be a tough ask this afternoon, a spirited first half performance, but are you disappointed with the outcome of this game?
Yeah, very disappointed. You know, if we'd have been 3-0 up after 20 minutes, I don't think they could have argued. We had played some really good stuff, probably for half an hour, played as well as we've played since I took the job on. Just couldn't put the ball in the net, hit the crossbar, had great chances. And then, you know, you're thinking, is this going to come back and haunt us? And you know, it did. We invited pressure on ourselves, making individual errors that were punished. You know, they play for that. They're very strong at set pieces. They're strong in the air. They want to put balls in your box. And if they put enough in there, they'll get on the end of one or two. And, you know, a bit unlucky with the way Drenchy makes a save and it falls straight back to the lad's feet. I think almost summed up our day, really. Then in the second half, you know, you come into a team that have won all the home games. They're going to be the team to beat, I think, in the league this season. They're 1-0 up. They made it very difficult for us and, you know, we didn't create too much. AJ went through, you know, good chance there. And I thought we should have had a Stonewall penalty for a foul on Danny Forrest. But not to be today, I don't think anything really went for us. But, you know, the lads kept going. I thought two centre-halves again were excellent for us. And, you know, we taught who I think couldn't be the team to beat. Like I say, we taught them to shreds for half an hour and should have been out of sight.
Even though it is a defeat, I mean, you talk about the spirit of the team. We looked at the team sheets beforehand. Obviously, we're depleted. They looked incredibly strong in terms of the players that they can choose from and bring off the bench as well. I mean, is that the biggest plus point from today, the spirit shown?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you come away from games having lost and your frustration quite often can be with the manner of the defeat and the manner of the performance. You know, today, we've more than matched them. Like I say, I thought we should have been out of sight. So you've got to take your positives from that. Unfortunately, we've not won the game and that leaves us a long way behind Barrow now. We've got three games coming up against, you know, teams that in the lower reaches of the league. And we've got to make sure that we're ruthless against them. When we get our chances, we take them. You know, we don't give them opportunities to put the ball in the box. And hopefully, you know, we can get a couple of key players back. Obviously, like some boys here. Done AJ good, getting half an hour today. Obviously, looked a bit rusty. He's, you know, in an ideal world, you wouldn't have him anywhere near the first team at the minute. We'd like to build him up a bit more than we've had the opportunity to, but needs must. But yeah, you know, disappointing because we've lost the game against a team that we want to be competing against, but we've shown enough quality for there to be plenty of positives going into next week.
And that injury situation, obviously, Adam Boys was a big blow for you today. Is that likely to be resolved towards next week for next Saturday?
Hopefully, we'll see how he reacts to his treatment and him for training again this week, and we'll see how he goes. You know, you almost think if he'd been on the pitch, would he have taken one or two of those chances early on? Having said that, I thought Ollie Johnson was terrific for us in that striker's role. I thought he caused them all sorts of problems. Maybe we just needed a boy on the end of one or two of the chances to tuck them away. But hopefully he'll be back. And yeah, because we just look like we need that little edge again up front.
Well, we've just got to put this behind us, haven't we? So Lowestoft again on Saturday. That'll be another tough encounter for us at Nethermore.
Yeah, I think this season, I think the league's as strong as it's ever been, or certainly stronger than it's ever been since I've been in it. You know, I don't think there's any teams this year that are going to be gimmies in terms of wins. I think it's going to be very competitive and teams from lower down will take points from teams higher up. We've got to make sure that we start the game like we started today, and if we do that and take our chances, then, you know, we're more than capable of getting 3 points. But, you know, getting punished for every little mistake I think we make at the minute. Things are not really going for us in front of goal. But, you know, the lads have got to stand up. We've got to get ourselves on a run now to, you know, start reeling teams like Barrow in again, because we don't want to be, you know, as far behind as we were last season, because ultimately that's what cost us. But positives to take into it. You know, it's more the frustration of not getting a result as opposed to the performance. Hopefully the players will bounce back next week, and we'll certainly be working to get back on a good run.
Thanks, Mike.